Have I ever told you about my first Holy Week as a priest? It was in Jima, Ethiopia, of course, the sixth largest city in the country, as we all know so quickly. I spent 10 days there with Mother Teresa's Missionary of Charity Sisters in their home for the sick and needy, both a residence and a medical clinic. And stepping off the plane with at least one change of clothes, I was qualified to serve there as a nurse. There's something of I contributed X, Y, and Z, unwrapped bandages in the clinic, led mass in the chapel. But those aren't the memories that stick out. Rather, it's the goodness of the people, Ethiopians who walked 10 miles in the dark for the chance at a clinic examination early in the morning, rows of Catholics keeping Good Friday by a seemingly never-ending series of up-downs in church to the chant of Jesus is Lord, the Orthodox church in the community that allowed me into their Easter celebration, complete with shawl and staff and clacker. We hear about the beginnings of faith in Ethiopia this morning with Philip's accompaniment of the Ethiopian eunuch. And while that might sound like a story long ago in a place on the other side of the globe, the faith is there still, in Jima and elsewhere, with those sisters and those people. Different cultures, different needs, the same faith. During this time of pandemic, of shared world illness threat, maybe we can take to heart some of our far-flung brothers and sisters. Just the other day, President Trump tweeted that some of our ventilator stockpile may go to Ethiopia. Who knows, maybe all the way down to Jima, the country's sixth largest city, with a faith begun long ago, with a faith present there still.